It is now 9:08 on RN. You're listening to Sunday Extra. Now, crocodiles have entered the fray in the Queensland election campaign. The Katter Australia Party, which currently holds the balance of power in the state parliament, is pushing for new laws to allow crocodile culling. It's a particular issue in far north Queensland, where the fear of crocodile attacks is being blamed for a substantial drop in membership numbers at surf life-saving clubs. The Nippers program for young lifesavers has seen the biggest decline. A rise in crocodile numbers has meant an increase in sightings in waterways and off beaches, and it's created a growing croc management challenge for local authorities. Well, with us this morning is Julia Loy, Mayor of the Douglas Shire in far north Queensland. Julia, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
Now, this year's Nipper membership was down 20% on last year's at the Port Douglas Surf Life Saving Club. The numbers were from 220 Nippers to 180. Now, the club is concerned that this is because of crocodile sightings at beaches. Do they have cause for concern?
Look, I'm sure that their decline is due to parents being concerned about the possible threat of crocodiles. All parents need to, I suppose, make sure that whatever activities their children are doing, that they don't want, you know, injury-prone sports, for example. So I know the club well, and I know that they are concerned about their drop of numbers. In terms of the actual threat of crocodiles in the far north, certainly the Katter Party has made it their number one issue. Mm. We've followed this very closely at Douglas Shire Council. We have held information afternoons. We have had full consultation. The state government is actually responsible for crocodile management, but as a local government authority, we do advocate strongly for our residents. We have extreme views across. There is nothing more controversial or emotional than crocodile management, and this has been going on for a couple of years.
It certainly is, because I suppose it does talk to parental concerns about their kids getting into the water as well. Just very briefly, if you could, take us through the measures that are in place currently to prevent crocodile attacks.
Look, we have a crocodile management plan, and we worked very closely with the current state government and Minister Stephen Miles to actually have tougher measures as it applies to Fourmile Beach in particular. And so any crocodiles and of any size, and particularly those, of course, displaying any aggressive behaviours, are removed from Fourmile Beach under stricter targeted beach management zone. Mm-hmm. But in actual fact, there has only been 5 times in the past 2 years that the beach has been closed because of sighting. What we really encourage is that people take common sense. No one in their right mind would jump into an area that is known to be a crocodile habitat.
Of course. Now you say that the beach hasn't been closed as often, but there have been crocodiles. There have always been crocodiles in the Daintree and in local estuaries, but Port Douglas' popular Fourmile Beach has been closed 7 times this year due to crocodile sightings. So obviously there has been a rise in the presence of crocs by the beach. They're getting a lot braver.
Look, what is happening is that correct? Our figures show that it's been closed 5 times. However, there is sightings, and often they're out in the ocean. And, of course, that's exactly what we encourage the beach to be closed. We actually fund the Surf Life Saving Queensland to do life-saving services at our beaches. And that's a 3-year contract. It's more than $1.5 million. What we're really thrilled about at the moment is they're actually going to be using a pilot drone technology, and that's starting on Tuesday. So we're really excited to see the results of that. But getting back to your question, yes, there has been more sightings, and what is a concern is that they're in areas that perhaps they weren't there in the past. Mm-hmm. The real issue is actually how do you effectively deal with this? We've already worked with the state government for tougher measures. We need people to make sure that they're not doing anything stupid in crocodile habitat. We have lots and lots of beautiful places where people can swim and can chill out that don't have crocodiles in them all across the Shire. We welcome visitors from all around the world. There's so many places and things that they can do, and they don't have to they don't have to put themselves at risk of crocodiles.
I just want to go back to the issue of concern and of course, crocodile sightings. Now, the Department of Environment and Heritage Protection says that number of unconfirmed crocodile sightings has risen from 176 in 2010 to 378 in 2016. That's a pretty stark increase. However, these are unconfirmed sightings. But the numbers are rising. Is this playing to the public's paranoia, and that's why we're seeing a rise in a report of sightings?
Look, yes, no, it's uppermost in people's minds. You only have to read the word crocodile and it's on the front page of the local paper. Certainly, there's been a strong effort from the department to encourage people to report sightings, and then they are investigated. So we certainly get a sense that that more people are reporting the sightings. And we do feel that perhaps there is more, but it's about what we practically actually do about it. And certainly the Katter Party is proposing to have a wholesale cull, and many people in Far North Queensland don't agree with that.
Right.
Council doesn't agree with a cull. What we do agree with,
we'll touch on the culling just in a moment. But Julia, I just want to talk about how this there may be sightings. Still, they're affecting the level of panic and concern in the area. Has this in any way affected the tourism industry?
Look, it's certainly out there in terms of people being aware that there are crocodiles in Far North Queensland. In actual fact, in the last 2 to 3 years, we've had a booming tourism industry in Douglas Shire. Many people from around the world come to our particular place because we have two fantastic World Heritage areas and we have fabulous wildlife. People come to the Douglas Shire to see crocodiles. We have a croc spotting businesses, many boats along the Daintree River. Mm-hmm. The World Heritage Rainforest and also the Great Barrier Reef, great attractors to people. So we're concerned. We don't want to have, of course, anyone taken by a crocodile. And that's why council's worked hard with the department to actually have these tougher measures. But we also want to let everyone know that sometimes this height is out of step with the actual threat and the actual reality of someone coming to our area and being taken by a crocodile.
Now, it has been a politicised issue, of course. State elections are next week. You mentioned the Katter Party. Of course, Nabob Katter is proposing a cull to crocodiles now that their population numbers are up. Is there much support for his proposal to cull crocodiles?
Look, certainly by some individuals, I'm sure there is. However, the two major parties have sort of stepped away from that. They've had a bill that sort of languished in the state government prior to the election being called. Look, everyone wants to make sure that we're safe. And that's why we think the best way is that people know the threat and make sure that, you know, they take those sort of steps and don't put themselves at unnecessary risk.
It's all about common sense. Is that what you're saying, Julia?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, until recently, everyone exercised that. We all knew that, you know, there had been a couple of deaths in the last 25 years in the Douglas Shire, but each one could have been preventable.
Julia, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Julia Loy there, Mayor of the Douglas Shire in Far North Queensland.